that store's going, but they'll carry it on as long as they can keep it together.
Yeah, they've already progressed into World War II now,
haven't
they?
Yeah, yeah.
That's odd.
That's something.
Yeah, it's like Archie Bunker. They kept it on, but they changed the name to save the face of the show.
Yeah. You know, they can all this up and keep it for a long, long time, even people do that.
Yeah.
People like it. It'll still go, too.
Yeah, I suppose after...
That's money in the bank.
Yeah. I suppose after Archie goes, then they'll have somebody else to...
Yeah.
They'll have a playoff on one of the characters. Just like Mary Tyler Moore, I mean,
yeah.
You had Lou Grant. I mean, it's an entirely different format of show.
Is.
It's such a good show.
Yeah, I know.
And, you know, you had a spinoff there. Who else got spinoff? You had Rhoda spinoff for a while.
Yeah.
I stopped watching television. She canceled.
Yeah.
Poor Rhoda.
Yeah.
What about, let's see, who were the other, Gavin McLeod never got a show.
Biggest
Ted Baxter and
yeah,
Mary Ellen Nibbins and whoever it was.
I guess it tickled it. It's just one thing that tickles me if they leave off in that play. That's when she's hugging her necks when she starts and she hugs old Ted Baxter and mashes his hat flat, you know?
Uh-huh.
Have you seen that?
I think I have.
And they've laughed that off and I want to put that back on the spot. He looked at that hat instead of being proud of his hug. He's looking at his hat. She just mashed it all to pieces. But they really get to them all the time.
Old Ted's character, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Oh, what runs around the barrel to hold the wood or staves in place? People used to...
barrel and it's a tin.
Yeah, better response getter. What did the kids used to do in the 50s? They used to waddle around with hula hoops, okay.
Hoops, yeah, that hoops is what I was trying to think of.
Yeah. What do you put on the top of a bottle?
Cork.
Right. Okay, material, different. You ever heard cork stopper?
Never heard stopper, stopper.
I never heard stopper either. Yeah. The musical instrument the children play with, hell like this.
French harp.
Or?
Harp. Juice harp.
Uh-huh. Ever anything else?
French harp, juice harp. Comb. The
play
comb.
Well, no, this was the one that... it's a har...
Harp?
No, a harm.
A monk.
Uh-huh.
A big one. It's
a
big harp.
Big one.
Uh-huh.
Ever heard of mouth harp?
No. But I can understand why people might call it a mouth harp.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I think they call it juice harp because they're getting so much slop. I'm sorry with people that's going to listen to this.
Who cares? I don't even want to see why they called it a harp in the first place.
Well, I don't either because there's a difference in a harp in terms of strings,
yeah,
you know, and that's what I like for harp.
Sure, one's kind of percussion and one's brass.
One's air.
Yeah.
Hot air.
Yeah.
Oh.
What about something you held between your teeth and picked with your fingers and it would twang?
That's harp.
That juice harp.
Juice
here.
Harp,
this
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, juice harp.
That's why they call it juice harp.
Yeah, I guess it's all that saliva going. Some reason they call it.
Juice harp?
You couldn't help but if you put that thing down on your tongue, all that saliva would rise. You know it wouldn't. Well, I mean, my brother could do one of those things. I can just see him doing that. And I used to tell him how dirty it was, you know, putting that old thing in your mouth and putting that wire down on your tongue and the saliva just rising all the time and you just go...
Why do they call it a Jew's harp?
I don't know.
You've heard Jew's harp, though,
yeah, that's right. That's what they call them.
Oh, well.
Does it tell you that?
Yeah, that's
they
what
call
it says.
It?
What do you pound nails with?
Oh, Jew's.
Oh, my.
Oh, man.
Oh, Lord.
And if you...
They're going to think we're Nazis, no.
Oh,
if you have a wagon and two horses, what is the long piece between the horses?
Oh,